Broadcasting from the studios of KCCU on the campus of Cameron University, this is the Texoma Report. I'm Melissa Beck, and now the news. State Impact Oklahoma is sponsored by OU Health, a comprehensive academic health system of hospitals, clinics, and doctor networks. More at ouhealth.com. A policy that gave Oklahoma prisoners time off their sentences for good behavior and completing reentry programs has been canceled. State Impact's Quentin Chandler reports the Department of Corrections fears the practice isn't legal, but without it, the agency estimates its prison population will increase by more than 3% through at least the next 2 years.
At first, Glenn Blake brushed off the news that good conduct credits and reentry credits were going away.
My initial reaction was, oh, there's no way that was true. You know, there's a lot of misinformation flying around DOC.
Blake is a public defender in Tulsa, and he's the lead attorney for Project Commutations, which helps Oklahoma prisoners get early release. When he kept hearing about the policy change, he did some checking and found out it was true. The Department of Corrections announced just before Halloween they didn't believe some of the ways they'd been shortening prisoners' sentences for about a decade were legal.
So seeing that taken away is obviously disappointing.
Credits are a tool the state uses to incentivize prisoners to participate in rehabilitation programs and reduce the amount of time they spend in prison. For example, someone sentenced to 10 years in prison can earn credits and get out sooner as long as they're eligible. One credit is equal to one additional day. The agency's attorneys thought some of the credits it was giving prisoners weren't allowed by state law. They put the question to the state attorney general's office, and they agreed.
I mean, now that I see the attorney general's opinion, I understand where it's coming from, but I had never really known that it was viewed as potentially problematic, but obviously it was.
The attorney general's deputy general counsel, Ethan Shaner, wrote an informal letter that mostly focused on the question of whether state law supported the corrections agency giving prisoners extra credits solely for their good behavior and for participating in reentry programs. Reentry programs are designed to help prisoners get ready for life after prison. State law has several guidelines for what prisoners can do to earn credits. Justin Wolf says good behavior alone isn't one of them.
You know, statute allows credits to be awarded for the completion of programs, and DOC has a policy on what is a program that has a number of requirements.
Wolf is the Director of Communications and Government Relations for the Department of Corrections. Shaner, over at the Attorney General's office, agreed with that and said reentry programs didn't qualify for similar reasons. Several other methods of earning credits, such as securing a birth certificate and a Social Security card, also don't qualify anymore. After receiving the letter, the Department of Corrections chose to eliminate the credits.
Yeah, the director made his decision based on the opinion of our General Counsel's office with the guidance from the Attorney General's office.
The Attorney General is expected to send a formal opinion on the issue, which would offer legal justification for changing the policy. Wolf stresses this change won't eliminate the credit system, and prisoners can still earn time off for their sentences, just in different ways.
There are a lot of programs available to inmates, and that's a lot of what we attempt to do here at the Department of Corrections is encourage and incentivize, you know, appropriate behavior.
Wolf adds that the new policy isn't retroactive. Prisoners who already earned time off for good behavior and for participating in reentry programs before November 1st won't lose those credits. Glenn Blake says it's a tough pill to swallow.
Well, I mean, literally every client who was getting good conduct achievement credits before, which is pretty much every one of our clients, is no longer getting.
Blake says the policy change has raised the stakes for his clients seeking parole. The credits the Department of Corrections has stopped offering were a lifeline for people sent to prison for serious crimes like drug trafficking.
If you have a 20-year sentence for trafficking, I mean, and you don't come up for parole, the difference between getting good conduct achievement credits and not getting good conduct achievement credits on a 20-year sentence is 6 or 7 years.
The Department of Corrections estimates most prisoners who were getting these credits could spend around 2 additional months in prison for every year of their sentence. Blake hopes the state legislature will consider rewriting the law to bring the credits back.
You know, I mean, it's rewarding positive behavior. That's got to have a positive impact.
The corrections agency's legislative agenda is decided by the State Board of Corrections. The board is scheduled to meet next on November 18th. In the meantime, Blake says his clients have effectively seen the day they expected to leave prison pushed further away. For State Impact, I'm Quentin Chandler.
Oklahoma's State Board of Education again passed a motion encouraging but not requiring school districts to mandate masks in their classrooms. State Impact's Robbie Korth reports.
Citing an explosion of cases of COVID-19 in recent weeks, board members passed a resolution begging school boards and superintendents to implement mask mandates. They acknowledge masking is an effective way to limit the spread of coronavirus. However, board members like Jennifer Moniz continued to highlight the importance of local control for masking rules.
We do need everyone in the state to take this incredibly seriously, and we trust that local communities know how to do what's best for their kids and their districts, and so I appreciate what we're doing here today.
Masking rules are uneven across districts statewide. A survey from October found that roughly half of Oklahoma's districts have masking requirements in classrooms. For State Impact, I'm Robbie Korth.
State Impact Oklahoma is sponsored by the Oklahoma Securities Department, with a reminder that if an investment sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Learn more at 405-280-7755. That's the news for this edition of the Texoma Report. For KCCU, I'm Melissa Beck.